a tough one. You know, and I was on stage not too long ago. I was in Syracuse, New York. Yeah, well, yeah, for Syracuse, but the show didn't go so good. All because I was talking about Bill Cosby a little bit. Not a little bit, I'll be honest. Talked about him for like maybe 25 minutes. And a woman stood up in the back of the room and she screamed out, "You are a fucking asshole for saying these things." I know. Instantly, I felt, you know, like bad. Not bad about what I was saying. I just felt bad, like, oh, that's too bad. She doesn't like the show. I didn't realize it at first. But not only did she say that, she was rushing the stage. By the time I saw her, I just saw this shadowy figure fucking charging up the aisle towards me in full fight mode. I was horrified. I said, oh my God, I'm gonna kick this bitch in the face. Lucky for me, I didn't have to. Security tackled her, but it was a really fucking horrifying scene. Scuffle ensued. And then, finally, she screamed out to me, "Women suffer." I said, "I know." And ladies, I need you to know that I know. I need you to know, seriously, there's a lot of men in this room that identify themselves as feminists. I would include myself in that. Don't ever forget, we all have mothers and daughters and sisters and wives, and we want to see all these women do well and not be held back by their gender. There's a lot of men like that in this room. There's a lot of men like that in the world, or as we are known on the streets, bitch-ass niggas.